Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. Hope you're having a wonderful week. We're halfway through the traditional week, and hopefully everything is well. And only a couple more days if you can hold out for the weekend. So anyway, got a chance to go see F9 last night. So if you all are Fast and Furious fans, this should be very interesting. A little bit over the top, but, interesting storyline as well. So just go on and see it. And if you're not, I'm sure they're going to have all of the previous Fast and Furious movies on during the week. So you can get a chance to catch up maybe before you go see Fast and Furious 9. Anyway. So we didn't have her on earlier, but we got her this morning. Chef B, good morning. How you doing? Oh, no. I got to go track down Chef B for us. Anyway, she's going to talk a little bit about what we're cooking to get ready for the 4th. But we're also going to talk a little bit. Today is National Hydration Day. We really need to get that out in front because it's important that everybody, you know, kind of gets a little bit more understanding about, you know, what happens when you get dehydrated. It's not just a matter of, oh, I'm thirsty, I guess I'm going to get a drink of water, because as you've probably heard me say before, by the time you discover that you're thirsty, you're really probably have needed to have been hydrated for a while, and it affects the body in different ways. So Marion Trainer, who you've had on before, is going to talk about that, but in the meantime, let me see if I can track down Chef Z. The number, if you want to join the conversation today, is 516-387-1944. One of the things we're going to talk about is getting ready for the 4th. So please join us for the conversation. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had So Good Entertainment. We'll be right back.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Hi, I'm Tim Garrison. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been 2 decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the art with you. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth. It's relaxing. It's chill out jazz. The soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight, on K-Ham Radio.
Chill out jazz. Are you chillin'?
Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. Chef Z, are you there? Oh, okay. So I guess we'll continue. Like I said, the number is 516-387-1944. What are you doing to prepare for your 4th of July? That's what I want to find out. I'm trying to get ideas from everybody. She's going to call in a minute. But are you doing the traditional ribs, burgers, hot dogs? Are you changing it up a little bit? Do you have a particular family recipe that you use instead of the traditional stuff? Are you going a little healthier this year? You know, and how are you going to beat the heat this 4th of July? So, or dodge the raindrops, so all of that. Are you going to take in the fireworks? Some of the fireworks are back this year. I think it's fireworks at the fountain down in Lake Eola, and then I know Sanford is doing theirs on the Riverside this year. But I don't think they're going to do, I think Red Hot and Boom, I think that's the one that is at Crane's Roost, and I don't think they're doing that this year, unfortunately. I was kind of looking forward to going there for the first time. So anyway, let us know what you're doing for the 4th. You know, any particular places you go to watch fireworks, that would be something that we'd like to kind of share. I know my husband and I have a spot, too. We just have to remember to take the mosquito repellent to battle the mosquitoes because it's on the waterfront. Chef Lee, are you with us this morning?
Yes, I am.
Hey there. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Glad to have you with us this morning. So, I was just talking about the 4th of July and trying to get, I guess, a handle from everybody. No one wants to share what they're doing on the 4th. I guess it's a secret, but we want to kind of give some tips in terms of how to celebrate. So what are you doing, by the way? Or is that a work day for you?
It's a work day for me, but that's funny because I was just going over my mind because I'm working with a private client that it's a mission organization. They have students here on mission, and so one of the mission groups is going to be in my care on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, what do I give their kids? You know, so you go, what do you give kids? And so I thought, you give them hamburgers and hot dogs. And then I went, oh, but you do this and you do that. And I went, you know, this is a whole conversation to myself. I'm going back and forth. And I was saying, hey, you don't want to get too fancy because kids don't really, they want simple and, you know, simple and delicious, you know, for kids. And then I went, well, when did adults get so complicated? You know, why can't we just bring it back to simple and delicious that we know are good and, you know, kind of stick with those things, but we can expand from the simple. You know, like last month I shared with you that pulled pork cabbage thing, you know, the cabbage head, the purple cabbage, which was
mm-hmm.
delicious, you know. That's great. You know, that's fancy. It's out there. It's unexpected. But, you know, I think now that we're all getting back out, let's, like, clean the slate, start anew, and just go back to simplicity. So I said, you know, hot dogs, good, you know, good hot dogs. And now I like it because hot dogs have a lot of their uncured hot dogs are hard to find like they used to be. So, you know, you can get a good uncured hot dog and, you know, also brats. You know, everybody loves brats. I don't want to get into, like, the cheese and the cheddar. I think I just want a good old beer brat, you know, going back to what we know best, you know, hamburgers, you know, a real good, juicy burger, but, you know, we can try something like ground chuck, ground prime rib, but just a really good burger. So I think that's what I'm trying to get back to. Am I going to give the kids ground prime rib? Probably not. They wouldn't appreciate it. But I think I'm just going to take it back to the basics, you know, do some good burgers and hot dogs, and then expand on my sides, you know, So the coleslaw, potato salad, you know, a few. I remember even last year, even though everybody, you know, we were all in lockdown, I was asking everybody, who has potato salad, you know, last 4th of July? Does anybody have potato salad? And nobody had made potato salad. I'm like, you're all home. You could have,
well,
you know, like you all could have peeled potatoes.
Well, I think, well, yeah, that's part of it, because potato salad is kind of tricky. But I think part of it is that you know, the discussion has been so now about the safety of potato salad at an outdoor function, you know. And
okay.
So I think there's a
Let me clear that
the
myth.
Okay.
Okay, let me clear the myth up about potato salad.
Okay.
First of all, in the world of food, rice that has been left out too long will do you in way before potato salad will. Most
really?
Of the time, and when people get sick at a barbecue, I can almost guarantee you it wasn't the potato salad. But potato salad can do it, so I'm not going to dismiss it. But most of the time, it's using other things that have been mishandled. And people always say, well, you know, the mayonnaise and the potatoes. It's usually because someone has handled it inappropriately before they went to the barbecue versus at the barbecue. So when you're doing your potatoes and you boiled your potatoes, us old school moms and, you know, old school heads that do our own potato salad, you have to cool those potatoes off. And I remember when I was coming up, they would sit out, you know, my mom would be doing some other stuff, and it'd be 45 minutes to an hour of potatoes in the refrigerator in the next 20 minutes. And you need to get them, don't have them all bunched up, and get them where they can start cooling off. Because that's when the bacteria start to grow. So you need to get those potatoes rinsed off and start cooling and in the refrigerator in within 20 minutes. And make sure that your potatoes are completely cooled before you start handling, you know, assembling your potato salad. Also,
okay,
once you've made your potato salad, go ahead. Put it back in the fridge. Like I said, I've seen potato salad everywhere. Like, people are just sitting it out, and I'm like, usually what happens is not at the barbecue, it's before. So when you take it, you need to make sure that your potato salad is good and cold when you get there. And then there is nothing wrong with putting it in a cooler bag or even having a layer of ice underneath your potato salad, you know, when you spit it out. And that potato salad, if handled properly before you get to the barbecue, it's got about 2 hours, 2 to 3 hours before it to spit out before it goes bad. And that's just textbook. That's not me. That's textbook.
So I think a couple of things based on what you're saying. Number one, maybe you don't need to have, let's say, the food out for longer than those 3 hours. It's like, even if you're going to have an all-day event, eating around a certain time and then put everything up and then, you know, just have other activities during the course of the day. But, I mean, you know, there's some places where it's just like a continual eating fest, you know, and you don't need to have that.
It can't be in my family. Yeah, my family is like, we're like big and we're like, we're 6 feet tall, and we like, you know how they say big bone? We like, so when they put the food out, you got less than an hour, and it's over.
Ooh, wow.
Yes,
okay.
You want, don't be late. If I invite you to the barbecue, don't be late.
Don't be late. Okay. Thank you. the second thing I was going to say is, and not just with potato salad, but with other sides or other things. You know, I think one of the things people are concerned about is that they want the food to be fresh. So I used to be one of those. So they're preparing everything like day of, or getting up like in the wee hours of the morning or something like that. what can you properly prepare in advance, and how far in advance prepare it to have it for the day of the event?
It just depends on what it is. You can do it one to 2 days ahead of time, but it's what we call the handling, safe food handling. If you make it 2 days ahead of time and you handled it properly, it's going to do well at the barbecue. But if you make it 2 days ahead of time, it sat out for an hour, and then you did this, you had improper food handling, then it's not going to do well. So what matters is keeping hot food hot and cold food cold. That is what I teach in all of my food handler classes. Keep hot food hot, cold food cold. And if you are bringing it to the picnic, to the barbecue, make sure whoever is hosting has a way to buy that. And if they don't think that you're being bougie. You're being safe. Bring a taper with you. Bring ice with you. Bring something to keep your dish at temperature. Don't just be prepared to just sit it out on the table. If it's supposed to be served cold, like I said, bring a little ice pack. There's a million and one ways to make an ice pack. They have them for sale. There's even, like Pampered Chef, they make containers that you actually freeze and then you put the food in. They're awesome containers. I think and serve or something. So there's even containers that are made for you to take to the barbecue and keep food cold. And the same goes with, like I said, hot. If it's supposed to be hot, be prepared to keep it hot for, however long the food is supposed to be out. In the safe window at an outdoor event is usually 2 to 3 hours. After that, and we know probably every fly on the block has already visited, whether you wanted it or not, be around. And also bacteria has started to grow. So you don't want your food out all day. And maybe you want to have appetizers and aftertizers. So you can have appetizers, because that's how it happens. You can ask certain people, hey, why don't you guys bring the meatballs and the sausage balls and the salad and things like that, and we'll just munch on those for a little while, while the guys are doing the barbecue and stuff. And then, ask a couple aunties to bring the potato salad and the baked beans. And then, the other family members, hey, you bring the dessert and maybe a few appetizers for those late people or people who just want to continue eating. So don't feel like you have to sit all the food out at once and then that's it. Stagger it out if you're going to have an all-day event,
Right.
It really helps.
Yeah.
But that's usually true. What happens. There's a reason people just don't know how to handle food safely, and there's just so many variables now. And I think that this newer generation, their stomachs aren't made of lead like ours, because, we used to, you break it down, we ate a little bit of dirt, and some leaves and stuff like that, and now these new kids, they stay indoors all day and play video games. So the first little thing that goes, that they eat that's not normal, I'll have a bad reaction. So you just have to laugh, Fred, and you're leaving me hanging. You're like, I never ate dirt.
No, I haven't. No.
No.
My mom wouldn't have.
Well, I'm saying Well, my mom wasn't either, but I'm just saying, when you eat the blue, the fresh blackberries off the trees, or, because we always found something, we were always at the beach eating oysters. We get an oyster. It had no chance in my family. As soon as we got it, it was gone. You can say, look, we got a bunch of oysters. No, we're full from the oysters. That's, that's what I'm saying. We ate off the land when I was young. Kids, they go and get oysters from somewhere. We went to the sea and got our oysters. So you can imagine how much dirt we had. So
yeah.
I'm just saying, we're a little bit stronger. Stuff like that. That's how I grew up. and so eating off the land. So now people aren't accustomed to that anymore. So we just have to be more careful. And that's what, you know, that's what really the best thing to do, eating safely at a barbecue, is just handling your food right and being prepared to keep your hot food hot, your cold food cold. And somebody please make some potato salad, because I'm just like, we've totally given up on the potato salad.
We like potato salad, but we cut some corners and actually probably just go find it. We have gotten to the point, I think, where we buy the potato salad. Me personally, I'm all about a deviled egg. Do a good deviled egg, I'm
yes.
there. But other thing, too, now, are there any variables in terms of some of these recipes? For example, my husband does not like coleslaw. And I was trying to figure out, I don't know if it's the mayonnaise or what, or if it's too much mayonnaise or what it, whatever. So do you have maybe an alternative recipe for a different type of maybe coleslaw or something?
Yeah, broccoli, Father. Do you like broccoli?
Yeah, he does. I don't know if he likes it raw, though. I'll have to see. Because I think I tried to do, like, broccoli, apple, pecan salad, something like that one time. I enjoyed it.
Oh,
it
didn't work.
You know.
He didn't
Not for him.
It.
I'm like, okay, whatever. And this was broccoli fresh from the garden.
You know,
so,
what,
you know, I was enjoying it.
Yeah. I think that sounds delicious. You know, if you might want to ask him, what is it about coleslaw that you don't like? Because there are even different dressings to put in coleslaw. You know, now if it's the cabbage, then, you know, you're out. But if it is mayo, you can try a vinegar-based coleslaw. And if he's someone that can appreciate it pickled, you can make it a few days ahead of time and with the vinegar and pickle it. And that kind of pickled slaw goes well on hamburgers and hot dogs. It's really good. So, you know, where he might not enjoy it because of the mayonnaise, you can do, like, rice vinegar, which I like better because it's not as strong as apple cider vinegar or plain vinegar. You can use that vinegar. Also, you know, the good old cucumber, tomato, and onion salad. I have a cousin who I know she's going to know it's her. I call her the Save-A-Lot queen because she could take stuff out of Save-A-Lot. And you're like, where did she get this? What'd you make this? She's like, I got it at Save-A-Lot, you know. But she takes the cucumber salad and then she puts spaghetti, full spaghetti noodles in it. And then she gets Italian dressing and Parmesan cheese. And she gets it. And when you ask her where to get all this stuff, because, you know, you want to say, how to do this? She gets everything from Save-A-Lot. It's their brand, and it tastes awesome. It's always gone. And I just never thought of, you know, the store brand tastes that good together. But it's so good. It's one of the first dishes to go. It's always gone, our barbecue. And, like she said, it's a big bowl doesn't even cost her $5. And I mean, she has like a big old party bowl of the salad. And it is really good. I see it on like everybody's plate. The kids are eating it. The adults are eating it. And it's simple. Just like I said, it's spaghetti noodles and she breaks them up. But, you know, I guess they're still long. there's cucumbers, onions, tomatoes, and then store brand Italian dressing and Parmesan cheese all together. Put it all together. There's no, like, recipe. And she makes it, like, a day ahead of time. And the food doesn't last long in my family, so nobody worries about it. You just take it out of the fridge and serve it. It's gone. So, I mean, that's something that you can do if he doesn't like coleslaw.
But you know what I was thinking is,
what I'm thinking as you're talking, I'm thinking is maybe not the coleslaw. It's maybe the raw cabbage, because he does like cabbage. So, mm-hmm. you know, he likes cabbage, cooked cabbage, and I think he likes sauerkraut. So, yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Oh, so what about carrot salad? Do you think he could stomach that?
I don't know. I have to check into that.
Oh.
But that's the one that has, I think I've seen it with the raisins or something. Some people do it.
Yeah, carrots and raisins. And one way that I like it is I actually shred my carrots myself, and I use, like, cheese grater to shred the carrot, like, really thin and fine. So it's not so crunchy.
Okay. You know, I might try that
this time. And so that kind of makes it limp a little bit. So to me, it's more palatable, especially for, it might be just the fact that he knows he's eating something raw. Raw veggies, you know, so I would try, just shred a couple carrots, you know, and with that carrot raised out, I love it like that. I'm making myself hungry. Because I love it when I just use the cheese grater a day ahead of time. And that might work out for them. But, you know, and those are some of the things that I was thinking about. How can I go back to the simplicity of what we used to do? And so I was thinking about what are the normal things that you have at a barbecue, and then maybe just expand a little bit on those things, but still keep it simple. Like the slaw, still slaw. Maybe it's just made with vinegar-based dressing versus mayonnaise. You know, the salad, the cucumber salad instead of just vinegar. You know, use the Italian dressing, and then baked beans. One of my favorite salads. But it's baked beans, and I, you know, baked beans, green beans, lima beans. Oh my gosh, what are the other two? I think it's kidney beans, and still another can of Great Northern beans. Even though we know that's what, you know, baked beans are, but on purpose the white beans, and all those together with your favorite zesty barbecue sauce. OMG. It is so good. It is so good. And it's one of those, I promise you, everyone will say, who made this? How did you make it? Blah, blah, blah. And you're like, I just took five cans. I opened up five cans. There's some sweet baby Ray's embryo. I think when you take your baked beans and put them in the oven and let them simmer for about an hour, they just melt. That gives those beans time to absorb that sauce. And they just taste so much better. And that's what I do. I just put them on like 300, and I put it in the oven and cover it up, set the timer for an hour, and just walk away. And I'm telling you, when I take those beans, and I'm listening.
No. I was going to say, because we got a couple minutes, I wanted to hit on a couple things really quick before we go. Suggestions for beverages and suggestions for dessert.
So dessert, my red, white, and blue, everybody does it, you know, like it's banana pudding, but instead of just bananas, I like to add blueberries, which we just got out of Florida blueberry season, so there's still some hanging around. So if you're smart like me, you got some in the freezer. And strawberries, and you layer those things like you would with your vanilla wafers for a nice pudding, or you can do it in little cups. Also, I'm in love now with grape salad, so those are good. And then my ideas for drinks, I suggest just coming up with your own family craft cocktail. Everybody knows what they like to drink in the family. And really just coming up with your family favorite or your group favorite and really just highlighting that and making a big deal print out a you know, a poster. This is the, you know, Carter Family Cocktail, you know, and actually write, you know, if you have your ingredients at different degrees, like you have your additives really, really cold and your liquor is room temperature, they'll actually layer on top of each other when you get ready to mix them. So they drinks and mixers will actually look really pretty together. So highlight your family favorites. I don't have anything that in particular, but those are, you know, some things that I, you know, if I was going to celebrate, that's what I would be doing.
Okay. All right. And I was thinking about what you were talking about the layering for the dessert. I usually will take an angel food cake and put it in a triple bowl and divide it up and layer it with, like, the fruit and the whipped cream and some nuts and stuff, and then top it with whipped cream and some strawberries and stuff. Yeah. Chefie, thanks so much, and you have a blessed holiday weekend.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Talk to you soon. You take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Marion Trainor. This is National Hydration Day, and, you know, we need to get the scoop on what we should be doing to keep ourselves in shape and in good health. Today and for the rest of the summer, well, the rest of the year, really. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
Having a wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event. Need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar, or it's a difficult time, and you need to plan a wake or repast. Let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
Swiffer Sweeper cleans so completely, you'll never go back to your old broom again.
Now a song for Mary from a Mr. Broom.
Sweepers redesigned to clean corners, and it traps and locks 50% more dirt, dust, and hair than a broom. So go all the way clean. New Swiffer. Clean better or your money back. Guaranteed.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today, and thanks, Chef C, for those holiday tips. And we want to get some hydration tips. This is National Hydration Day. Marion Trainor, good morning. Good afternoon, rather. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm doing wonderful.
Great, great. Thank you for joining us today. So let's get the truth on hydration. First, I guess I'm going to throw some stuff out there. You can tell me if it's myth or fact or variation of either one of them. Standing is by the time that you are thirsty, you are already dehydrated.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. So how often, they talk about the, I guess, 64 ounces of water a day. Is that enough, too much, or is that about right?
Well, it depends on the person and the activity levels that you have. You know, for somebody who, just a typical person and they don't have a whole lot of activities going on, 64 ounces may be just enough for right at it. For a person who's regularly exercised, any type of movement that causes sweat, water loss, you probably need a little more.
Okay. All right. So now sports drinks, energy drinks, good, bad, is that a go-to when you are dehydrated?
I'm big on H2O because you don't have all the added stuff in like sugar. You have to take that into consideration. And if you're talking about some of the sports drinks, they are good as far as the electrolytes, but not so good as far as sugar. Especially if you're like a diabetic, you have to be very mindful of that. Or someone who's trying to watch their weight.
Okay. All right. So,
I guess what I want to find out, one of my doctors was talking about the use of artificial sweeteners, not necessarily a good thing in terms of some of those drinks. For example, she recommended if I had to do a drink, like a sports drink, to do G2 instead of Gatorade because of the sugar content. Is that a big concern?
Well, it is. And again, you know, with all those artificial sweeteners, I mean, from what studies have said, you know, a lot of that sugar sits at the bottom of your stomach,
mm-hmm.
which can cause a whole another set of issues. So yeah, and that, which is why water is probably the most complete way to hydrate. And although people
okay.
say they don't like water because they don't like the taste of it, but there are actual. I don't know if you remember years ago, especially the football players, they gave them what they call salt tablets.
Okay.
And they would drop
in the water. I have heard that. Yeah.
Because of the minerals, you got potassium, magnesium, all the minerals, of course, keeping your electrolytes even, balanced.
Okay. So, all right. So the other thing is, I've heard coconut water is good for hydration. True?
Coconut water is good. That is another. It's another way, but I mean, it also depends on your taste buds.
Okay.
Which is a big important thing with most people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Infused water?
Infused water is pretty good because they actually have, like, containers that you could put, like, say, whatever fruit, whether it's lemon or whether it's an orange, and it goes to the bottom, you put water in it, and basically just kind of squeeze the juice, basically infuse it into the water. And that is another
mm-hmm.
good option.
Okay. So now I have another question about that.
Mm-hmm.
My understanding is that citrus can be a diuretic, you know, maybe depleting the system from, you know, some of the water in the system. So is it a good idea to use citrus in infused water, or is it something you have to do in moderation, or what do you know? What can you tell us?
Well, I'll still say water is at the top of the list if you're talking about hydration,
mm-hmm.
getting your body well hydrated. All that other stuff is basically more so for people with the type of taste buds that says, well, I don't like water because of the way it tastes. It doesn't have any taste. Instead of looking at what the benefit of the water is. Especially during this time of the summer, cold water is definitely refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to put
okay.
too much citrus stuff because the vitamin C, it is vitamin C, like whether it's lemon or the orange, but you don't want to have too much of that because it can mess up the enamel of your teeth.
Ah, okay. That's good to know.
So moderation is the key.
Moderation is the key. Okay. All right. So, yeah, I have to admit, I am one of those that it's like, oh, come on, it's just water. And I'm always looking for something other than water or in addition to water or whatever. And so I was pretty good with it when it was time to walk down the aisle and I was trying to get in that wedding dress. And for quite a while, I was keeping those tall bottles of water that they have in the store. I used to keep those around me and couldn't commit myself to finishing at least one of those a day. It's just really never been my strong suit. So if you are
mm-hmm.
not a water drinker, how do you, I guess, develop the habit?
There again, there are lots of stuff on the market, but I'll just give this one thing because I'm a kidney transplant patient, and basically what was told to me that you need to drink, you need lots of water. So when you have your back up against the wall, which is what I call it, then water tastes very good.
Okay.
So, and the only way I could tell people to handle it, you can add lemon to it, but you just don't want to do too much. So I would say maybe anywhere between one to two teaspoons or a tablespoon of lemon juice in about 32 ounces of water, and you'll be fine.
Okay. All right. So now I want to talk about water containers right now, because water bottles are kind of a big thing. I mean, you even see a lot of people who do promotions, they are giving away water bottles or whatever. But I know there are also two concerns in terms of you keep the water in, how long you keep the water in the container, what environment or temperature you keep the water in. So can you give us a little insight on that?
All right, if you're going with the water in, let's say, a plastic bottle, you probably need to be concerned about that, especially if you're leaving it in your car or you're leaving it in a place that the heat is already normal, because you'll start telling when the water is probably not best to drink when it starts having bubbles in it.
Oh,
because the bottle is sweating, which is the containers that you probably want is the one you can't see through, that no sunlight can get through them. And you want to be mindful of that. Because you also want to be mindful, like, cause probably after about 3 days, you might want to check the top of the bottle. Like, they have, like, a little gasket in it, the top. You want to take that gasket out and clean it out, sanitize it out, because it'll start building up bacteria. And you want to wonder why your stomach ache or getting sick.
So now, I had concerns about the plastic, although I do still, I can't say I don't drink water in plastic bottles. One of the things I had started doing was I took, for example, some glass containers that, Teavana, I had some glass containers, and I had some Teavana teas, and I kept the glass containers and cleaned them, and I was putting water in them and putting them in a refrigerator, and then when I needed them, I would take them and put them in those koozies. But you're saying that may not be good because the container is see-through? Is that correct?
Well, it depends on where you're leaving it at. Now, if you're if you're working on the inside and the temperature is pretty cool, usually temperature is anywhere between 72 to 76 degrees, which is basically room temperature.
Okay.
That's not going to be a bad thing. But if you're talking about leaving it in your car or you're in some place where it's a little warmer than normal, I would not. I probably wouldn't drink the rest of the water.
Okay.
Unless you're constantly, unless you're drinking it, you know, throughout, say, within the, it's usually about 8 ounces of water every 2 hours.
Okay. All right. And then I know for me, it's like I usually try to do a cutoff about 9 o'clock at night for drinking any additional fluids, you know, so that's just me. All right. So, yeah, I know there are things out there. There's what, things like, you know, there's powdered additives. There's some of the liquid additives that you can squeeze in there. But, and this is the other thing. I like my water real cold. But my understanding is that you are supposed to drink water at room temperature. Is that true?
It can go several different ways when it comes to that. If you're in an environment where you're sweating more than normal, then cold water is going to be good because it's going to regulate your temperature. But if your temperature is already regular, then drinking room temperature water is going to probably be best for you.
Okay. All right. Good. I wanted to find out about that too. So go ahead.
Well, the other thing I want to tell people, especially about drinking water, and I usually on my lives on Sunday morning at 9 on Marion Trainer, I tell people the benefit of, you need to understand the benefits of water, then you might understand why you should drink water. Like, you know, it increases energy. Go ahead.
No. I just thought about one other thing. My understanding is you can somewhat tell in some cases if you're dehydrated by the way your skin bounces back. My understanding is that if you press, like, a meaty portion of your skin and you get a dimple and it doesn't bounce back right away, maintains some sort of indentation, then you're not hydrated enough. Is that correct?
Yeah. If it stays longer than 3 seconds, and if your skin is more drier than most, especially after you moisturize and it gets dry real quick, you're dehydrated. And it can cause all sorts of problems.
Wow. Yeah, because I know I've had this conversation with my beautician Candace about how the texture of the hair is different depending on, you know, how regularly you drink water, you know, and
yeah.
she notices it, yeah. So.
And water is great for the skin complexion. It improves
mm-hmm.
skin complexion.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So, okay. Well, any other tips for this National Hydration Day in terms of staying hydrated?
The one thing I always tell people is the one benefit that I did in my research about drinking water, especially if you're on any medication and you hear the stuff about the side effects of medication, well, if you're not drinking
mm-hmm.
enough water, the residue of the medication is going to build up in your body. And that's where the side effects are.
Okay.
You want to drink that water so you can flush it out.
Okay. So, like, I'm guilty too. So don't just take enough water just to get that stuff down. You need to drink a full glass of water.
Take, for instance, prednisone. I've been on prednisone for 4 years, and I don't have the side effects of what prednisone gives for as the prednisone fat, the full face. And
mm-hmm.
I drink water to stave off the hunger that it gives you as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was the other thing that I read somewhere or heard somewhere that if you are dehydrated, you may feel like you're hungry and may try
mm-hmm.
to eat to combat whatever the so-called hunger pains
mm-hmm.
are, but it's not necessarily that you're hungry. It may be more that you're dehydrated.
You are.
Okay. All right. And I know one of the things that my husband taught me was that when I used to get headaches, which I don't get as much anymore, he was saying it might have been that I needed to drink some more water, and I started doing that, and it did help.
It will help. I mean, I could tell you from self-experience, and just to give people an idea, there are products out there that we used to call them salt tablets, but now they're replaced with a little bit of flavor in them, like lemon, lime, lemon itself, and you just drop it in about 16 to 32 ounces of water, and it gives you a good flavor, but it has all the minerals in it.
Okay. That's good to know. And then before we go, because I know you got to go, I know I've extended your time. Thank you for the extra few minutes. You said you have a show. Can you tell everybody what the name of it is and when it airs and where they can find it?
On Facebook, it's Marion Trainer, and I do a Marion Trainer Live every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, a.m.
Okay. All right, cool. Cool. So I'm going to try to get that link and post it on G's Power Hour Facebook page as well. So thank
okay,
you
great.
So much. Really appreciate
yeah.
it. You know, stay well, and thanks for keeping us well as well. So you take care.
Definitely will. You take care.
We will be right back. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. If you have a topic that you want to address, the number is 516-387-1944. G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. We'll be right back.
This is Douglas Dobbs of Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community for 29 years with quality funeral and cremation services. Honoring all religions and faiths, we have been here for many grieving families. Whether it's a complete funeral service with a burial or a simple, dignified cremation, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here for you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs, dedicated to serving our families.
Your skin isn't just skin. It's a beautiful reflection of every single thing you've been through in life. Which is why Dove Body Wash renews your skin's ceramides and strengthens it against dryness. For instantly softer, smoother skin, you can lovingly embrace. Renew the love for your skin with Dove Body Wash.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. I want to thank Chef C for joining us earlier, as well as Marion Trainer. And by the way, today is, I guess, National Detroit Style Pizza Day. And I have to tell you all, I never knew. I had always heard about New York style and Chicago style pizza and then just pizza in general. I had never heard of Detroit style pizza until within probably the last year. I had a Groupon for a place that does that style pizza. I have to tell you, I am in love with that stuff. there's a place called Jet's Pizza around here that does a really good, at least in my book, Detroit style pizza stuff. Anyway, if you're thinking about doing a pizza on Hump Day, that's one of the types of pizza you might want to try today if you have not tried Detroit style before. So just wanted to let you know that. Also coming up, I hope this week, I think Friday is Kevin Anderson, because on Friday the sentencing happens for the Derek Chauvin murder trial for the murder of George Floyd. So Kevin is quite busy this week, but he's going to try to get with us this week. And I'm not sure what time the sentencing comes down, but we're going to keep an eye on that as well. Also, I just wanted to remind you guys that next weekend, I think starts in some cases next Thursday, but I think for most people next Friday, the Summer of Soul movie. I highly encourage all of you to go see that next weekend. It's interesting. So please go take a, you know, go look at it. Take some friends, get a group of people together. I'm trying to get a group of people together to go. Either that Friday or Saturday, Sunday if you can't make it either one of those days, but want to really enjoy your holiday weekend. I think that's the show that you need to go see. Anyway, we are going to go. Thank you all for being with us and talk to you tomorrow. This has been G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. Be well, be safe, be blessed, and please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.